WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Pressure is building on President Biden to step aside in the wake of last week's shaky performance during the presidential debate. But Vice President Kamala Harris tells CBS, no way.
Joe Biden is our nominee. We beat Trump once, and we're going to beat him again. Period.
More from CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Texas Representative Lloyd Doggett is the first Democratic member of Congress to publicly call for Biden to step down.
We can provide a candidate who is a genuine new alternative to the criminality of Donald Trump.
A top Biden aide tells CBS News he has not received a neurological scan or exam. And the White House is stressing that Biden can handle the job, announcing a flurry of events.
Hurricane Beryl has claimed at least six lives on eastern Caribbean islands and in northern Venezuela. CBS's Jim Crisula has more.
Beryl continues barreling toward Jamaica after battering smaller islands in the eastern Caribbean.
Beryl is still a very powerful Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of around 155 miles per hour this afternoon.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennett, communications are out in many storm-ravaged areas. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and lawyer to former President Donald Trump, has been disbarred in his home state. More from Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Bad news keeps coming for Rudy Giuliani. This is not at all surprising. Rudy Giuliani was in the forefront of Donald Trump's fight to try to get the election results overturned.
Giuliani is facing criminal charges in Georgia and Arizona over those efforts. The FDA approves a new Alzheimer's treatment from Eli Lilly. The drug is for those in the early stages of the disease. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Now, it did not reverse the decline, but this is still exciting to me because previous trials over the years that have tried removing amyloid from the brain have not worked. And it's probably working now because more advanced brain scans can pick up the disease earlier so the drug can be given much sooner.
Eli Lilly estimates the list price to be over $30,000 a year, though the cost will vary depending on patients' insurance and the length of treatment. With the mercury anywhere from the upper 90s to 110 in California Bay Area today, some folks in the Vallejo area got out to the coast early before the heat of the day really set in.
You just find some shade and a fan and, just hang out. Try not to move around too much, you know.
The Federal Trade Commission unanimously moves to block Tempur Sealy's purchase of Mattress Firm. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth, game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out. out, and now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask the home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs in the upper 70s and rain still likely on Friday.
Currently at 64 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, it will be my honor to be joined on the airwaves by President Joe Biden. We'll talk about the accomplishments of his administration and his plans for the next 4 years.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocate Radio
Show. You're listening
to
pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, and Native news and events. And as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Well, we have a jam-packed show here, but Haley, I want to start out with Leonard Peltier. They denied parole to a survivor of genocidal Indian boarding schools as he struggles to survive this unjust incarceration. That's from Nick Tilson, Indian Collective President and CEO. What else do we have? This is just, you know, I listened to the show prior to us, and he said that Leonard was a convicted murderer, and that's not true. He was convicted of aiding and abetting in a murder of these two FBI agents. And I always say, well, the aiding and abetting of the murder of George Floyd, those police officers got 2 years, not 47 years.
That's a really good point. And yeah, no, Leonard is not in prison for the murder. He is in there for aiding and abetting. And right. We've had Rachel Dion Thunder from Indigenous Protectors Movement in the Twin Cities here on in the past to discuss kind of like why Leonard's in there in the first place. And when the people who were going to be charged or they were trying to charge with murder didn't end up serving anything. So what was he exactly aiding and abetting? We're unsure. But this is, you know, kind of a something from the FBI or the federal government to kind of show us that, hey, this is what happens when you try to, you know, stand up against us. And this is kind of like a political prisoner pawn situation. And it's really unfortunate that, Elder Leonard is unfortunately still being denied again and again and again.
Well, we thought Clinton was going to pardon him. That's how long this charade with the FBI and the government over Native Americans and especially Leonard Peltier has been going on. Indian Collective also said they will continue to demand freedom for Leonard Peltier as his attorneys file for an appeal on this decision and push for the grant of clemency from President Biden. And that's one thing we really have to talk about. And here's a interesting thing for our listeners out there. If you want to take action and support free Leonard Peltier campaign, it's hashtag free Leonard Peltier. And also text free Leonard Peltier now to 50302 to receive latest updates and join the movement to free Leonard Peltier. So again, this is an upsetting day. I'm not shocked. I'm really saddened that we still have to deal with this oppression through the federal government and all the governments around here. But being a third or fourth class citizen that Native Americans seem to be falling under all the time, and it's a tragic thing. And I don't know, you know, it started, I think, with Wendy years ago saying free Leonard Peltier at the end of the show. And Haley, I know you do it now, and we really mean it. It's not just words. And pretty disgusted.
Yeah. This whole kind of week, I'm just really disappointed with how things have turned out. But this is coming from Kinship News on Instagram. The U.S. Parole Commission announced that Leonard Peltier won't have another hearing until June of 2026. At the time of his next hearing, Peltier will be 81 years old.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we're saddened here at Native Roots Radio, and I guess that's all we can really talk about now. We got our guest on here, our friend Ruth Buffalo. And Ruth, welcome to Native Roots Radio. And I know I just want to say I want to introduce you. This is Ruth Buffalo, President and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minnesota. Welcome, Ruth.
Hi, Dosha. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we were talking some sad news. I don't know if you'd want to comment or not. With Leonard Peltier being denied parole again, and so it's a sad day here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, I agree for sure. It's a sad day. Yeah, I just felt like I had to leave work early to get out of the office. Pretty heavy feeling, pretty disappointing, and just super disappointing in so many different ways. You know, being a North Dakotan, or what is considered present day North Dakota, you know, the DNC, we put forward a resolution back in September of 2022 that passed the full DNC body, urging Biden, President Biden, to grant Leonard clemency. And then it's just, you know, disappointing to hear that a Democrat state, former state legislator who is a Democrat, who is a Biden appointed U.S. attorney representing North Dakota, you know, made it a point to go down to Florida and provide opposition testimony against Leonard's parole. And so just disappointed on so many levels. And where's the justice, you know? You know, it's just disappointing, but it is testament to what many people face and continue to face, especially in North Dakota.
Yeah, and good words there. And it's perplexing. This is 2024. And again, we talked about how he's not in there for murder. It's and, you know, I talked about George Floyd's people that are in there for the same charge and are only in for 2 years and aiding and abetting. And he's in there 47 years now for the same thing. It's just ridiculous and heartbreaking.
On so many different levels, I think the facts are that, you know, Indians, American Indians, the first peoples of these lands, we continue to be targeted in every level of governments. Incarceration rates show that it's a fact, and that even during the pandemic, we had, you know, tribal elders who were denied compassionate release, you know, and yet others were not, you know. And so it's just unfortunately another example of the ongoing challenges that tribal communities face. And so it's, I think Leonard, one of our visits would say, like, the Indian wars never ended. Right. And this is facts. This is exactly it. It's the wars have not never ended against our people.
Yeah, and it's come in so many different forms, from boarding school to you know, smallpox blankets. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you know, we still have that subtle thing going on with sports teams still that have Chiefs and Blackhawk names that really are demeaning and put us down. And it's there for our children. It's there for us to see. And it's a subtle reminder that we're not included, you know. So it's, today's just an example of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. This is more of like a blatant, loud, clear message, sending a message to all of us that, you know, we must be good little Indians and stay in line, and how dare we try to stand up for our rights. And, you know, with boarding schools, relocation, forced sterilization, and many other ways, you know, that continue today through lateral violence, you know, it's all there by design and continues to contribute to genocide.
We're here with Ruth Buffalo, Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minneapolis, and we'll be right back after this short break.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Angela Warner for Warner Stallion Appliance. Do you have a dishwasher that doesn't really wash your dishes, so you have to? Or a refrigerator that kind of keeps your milk cold, and you've just been waiting for that right time to buy? Well, right now, Warner Stallion has the lowest prices of the season, with exclusive savings like free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch, and an instant bonus for each additional appliance you buy for up to $1,000. See what I mean at WarnerStallion.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Hey, we're here with Ruth Buffalo, President and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities. And, you know, I can't help but be blue today, but there's things happening. Two, we have to take three steps forward, sometimes take two back. And I know your work with the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center is something to be marveled at. And let's talk a little bit about that today.
Sure. Thank you. Yes, the staff at MIWRC are amazing, and they continue to do amazing work. We have the traditional healing, traditional birthing program that is hosting a sweat lodge tonight in St. Paul. So we have some new staff on board, and it's really beautiful and amazing to have great staff, you know, that are here to assist the community. We just had a staff monthly potluck and staff lunch today, monthly all staff meeting and a potluck. So lots of good things happening, continuing to plug away at fundraising. And I think with the pandemic and the ARPA funds dissolving, it has impacted a lot of organizations nationwide. And so we're trying to meet that, you know, fulfill that funding deficit. And so, you know, calling on all hands on deck, celebrities, tribal casinos, tribal nations, community partners and foundations to help us make sure that we can continue doing the good work and serving the community, because we're approaching our 40th year anniversary, September 16th. So please save the date, mark your calendars. We have some amazing lineup of events and activities that day, and looking forward to that. And yeah, we're also starting a community monthly meetings. So we had our first one last week. Last Tuesday, it was amazing. And so it's just a time to give updates to the community and just let the public know that our doors are open and they'll continue to stay open.
You know, I always want to bring up too how to get a hold of you. And I'm wondering too, I was thinking of this too, Ruth, is that do you do paid speaking engagements too for Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center? Is there a way to get a hold of you for that too?
Myself? Yeah. Yep. For sure. Yep. Definitely. Yep. Open to that. And yeah, for sure.
And then how do we get a hold of you through Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center?
Yep. You can email MIWRC socials at MIWRC.org.
Awesome. I always want to remember to do that, because that's a question people ask when they say, well, you didn't give the address or the phone number or the website. And I'm going, well, I'm still working. I'm still, this is my first year, 8 years in a row of being a radio host.
Yeah.
Thank you, Haley.
Yep. I'm at rbuffalo at miwrc.org as well.
Cool. And, you know, you have job openings, too, and things like that to be able to get on there and look it up. It's exciting that you're having a sweat here in St. Paul, too, down the street from me. So I'm excited that that's happening here. And it's just good medicine that you guys are doing and all the things you've been doing for 40 years.
Yes, the organization has been doing amazing work, like you mentioned, for 40 years, and just hoping to continue to, you know, nourish and support the staff and the organization so that it continues to be open seven generations ahead. We just now brought on 5 new board members as well. So the board is expanding. We're, you know, hiring new staff. We'll have 2 new drop-in center staff that will be starting on Monday, July 8th. And for those that aren't familiar, the drop-in center came into fruition after many community conversations that believed there was an unmet need in the community for women who are unhoused and are trans relatives, but we don't turn anybody away. And so you can stop by the drop-in center. I don't want to butcher the name of it, mispronounce it, but it's the drop-in center led by Don LaRock, and many of our unhoused women go there for a safe place, a warm shower and a warm meal, and get connected to resources. And so I had the opportunity to spend some time down there, help out. And so we're working on all of us getting cross-trained, but it's heavy heart work, you know, to not, so it's just, you know, it's a good, healthy, nourishing, nurturing space. And it's hard not to walk away feeling like you need to do more, or you feel just feel for our relatives who are out on the streets. You know, many come there to get a shower, get resources, and just a safe space to be, and a safe space to sleep for a couple hours, because many of the women that come in through those doors have been up all night, you know, without you know, just for their own safety. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the phone calls that we filled at MIWRC are focused on housing needs. We have a housing manager who helps people with funds from Hennepin County to prevent evictions. But where we are working on, oops, did I freeze?
Yeah, just for a second. You're good.
Okay. So we're working on filling or, you know, meeting these, some of the gaps we have in our system that include trying to help people find housing because that's an area. So we've been applying for a lot of funding, a lot of grants. And so we're hoping to expand our housing program because there's an overlap in every single one of our programs and departments. And at the heart of it is addressing the social determinants of health, you know, the basic needs, and housing is front and center as one of the top needs for all of our relatives out there. So housing, just really want to stress the importance of housing and public safety. It's interesting because like the response time down where MIWRC is located is comparable to like res-like response times, which is very slow, you know, which is kind of striking to see in a very big metro urban area, you know. So it's, yeah, there's some grave concerns and we're all trying to help and, you know, amplify and uplift the existing structures and those who have been doing the work for decades, you know, but definitely a need for more resources for sure.
Definitely. Is there a place where someone can volunteer to come down and volunteer? Because that sounds like a heavy lift for anyone to help our unsheltered relatives. That's it's crazy that this is 2024 and we're still dealing with this.
Yes, for sure. We definitely welcome volunteers. You know, you'll have to fill out paperwork, you know, and kind of go through a screening process, you know, but for sure we welcome volunteers. And we're also, you know, cognizant of not wanting to re-traumatize or re-trigger or remind our client relatives of past traumas too. So we take that into consideration and handle everything that we do with great care. So our staff are super amazing. We're thankful to have new staff on board in the traditional healing program or department to help foster a really loving, caring, nurturing healing space at MIWRC.
Yeah, it's just really good medicine, and people out there, support any way you can to this great organization. Every time I talk to you, Ruth, I hear more of the things that you guys do for the community, which is just amazing. And but we need help with funds and we need help with volunteers. And please, if you feel like helping and volunteering, please reach out. And if you can't get a hold of them, get a hold of us and we can get a hold of Ruth or somebody at Minnesota Indians Resource Center, Women's Resource Center, and Haley will do that. Ho-wa.
I would love to.
Right on. Yeah. So what, we got a minute or so left, Ruth. Any last words here? Again, it's a sad day, but also, like I say, we have to take two steps back. We take three forward, and the three forward is talking to you and about your great organization and what it does for our community.
Yes, definitely. I think just it's important. You know, my heart is with Leonard's family, his loved ones, because it's, you know, they are directly impacted by this decision. And so it's important to hold Leonard and his family, his loved ones in prayer and to continue, you know, sending them good thoughts and good vibes and prayers and to, you know, be good to one another and continue to take action and take courage from where you're at. And we all need to stay united and stay together and continue pushing forward. And unfortunately, yes, I think Indian people are some of the most resilient people on this earth. And this is why. Here's another example to why. You know, you get the wind knocked out of you. You know, you get knocked down, you know, you get knocked down, but you...
93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. Lloyd Doggett of Texas becomes the first sitting Democratic congressman to call for President Biden to drop out of the White House race after last week's debate performance. But Vice President Kamala Harris tells CBS News,
Joe Biden is our nominee. We beat Trump once, and we're going to beat him again. Period.
Are you ready to lead the country if necessary?
I am proud to be Joe Biden's running mate. Thank you.
Beryl has devastated parts of the Caribbean with an already deadly hurricane expected to bring life-threatening conditions to Jamaica early tomorrow. CBS News Miami meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
Beryl is still a very powerful Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of around 150 miles per hour. You can still see the eye evident in satellite imagery.
Robert Towne wrote the screenplay for the movie Chinatown and won an Oscar for it.
Small Ray, I think you're hiding something.
Towne, who was nominated three other times for The Last Detail, Shampoo, and Greystoke, has died. He was 89. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the RNC Post Committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new Blade Runner in the works at Amazon Prime called Blade Runner 2099. Michelle Yeoh and Hunter Schafer are the series leads and will be joined by Matthew Needham, Johnny Harris, and Caitlin Rose Downey. Plot lines and details about each character are being kept on the down low for the time being. Ridley Scott and David Zucker are executive producing the show, which takes place after both previous Blade Runners. There is no release date yet, but the show is currently shooting in Prague. Actor Jamie Foxx says he saw the tunnel but did not see the light. Foxx was referring to the 3 weeks when he was in a coma a year ago. Foxx was hospitalized for what remains an undisclosed medical condition and told people on the streets in Phoenix about his ordeal while recording it for social media. I'm just guessing that not seeing the light when about to die would be enough to scare you back to consciousness. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight, and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs in the upper 70s and rain still likely on Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis. Be sure to check out their Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday until October.
Hey, there's some other things going on, too. Native American Community Clinic. You know how I get those two mixed up all the time, Haley.
Me too. Yeah, Native American Community Clinic. It's on the same avenue, Franklin Avenue there. They will be having, this is on the fourth Thursday of every month from 10 to 11 a.m. NAC hosts a wellness breakfast for the community. It is a free, healthy breakfast and discussion on health and wellness. Everyone is welcome. This free breakfast takes place tomorrow at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, again from 10 to 11 a.m.
Well, we talk about a lot of things here in Native Roots Radio, politics, artists, writers. I don't think we've had any magicians on, but I'm sure there's some.
That'd be a good one to find.
Yeah.
Like a trickster or something.
Oh, there's a lot of tricksters. There's a lot of tricksters out there. It's the magician we were wondering about. But yeah. But hey, we have a guest that I've known for a long time as a college student. And she's in the community, and you see her everywhere. And she's a great singer and musician, and her band's played in years past at the farmers market that we talk about. We got Jada Brown. Welcome, Jada.
Aneen, hi.
How's it going?
Thank you for having me on the show. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we were Haley and I were quizzing each other before the show. It was like, mm-hmm. Have we ever had Jada on the show? And I said, I know that she's wanted to be on the show, and I've wanted her to be on the show, but I don't think she's ever been on the show. So welcome. And this is your time to shine here on Native Roots Radio. And I know you got a lot of things going on musically, and maybe we can just talk a little bit about yourself and then what's dropping here soon.
Yeah. So my name is Jada Brown. I met Robert many years ago, and I remember you wanted me to come on the show and sing some tunes.
Yeah.
And it was a Ulathi song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're kind of.
Well,
your audio is a little spotty there, Jada.
Yeah, Jada, you're breaking up a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. Let's see.
Now you're not. That's weird.
Oh, okay. Let me get. No, I'm not.
Now you sound good.
Okay.
So you were saying that I wanted.
I sound
you
good.
To sing,
okay, we're good to go.
Yeah, I wanted you to sing a certain song. Was that from like?
Yeah, it was Ulathi.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm from St. Michael, Minnesota, and then I grew up there. That's where most of my mom's side is from, and I moved to Minneapolis when after high school, and I started going to Power Grounds and taking American Indian Studies classes in school because I know I'm Ojibwe and I wasn't really connected to my culture growing up. I'm just being mixed and maybe like that boarding school break. So I like going to the cities, moving to the cities really like connected me to a community again, to a Native community. And also singing around in the city, it's a big artist collective and there's a lot of like community building and great things going on. So that's what ended me up in the city. I always kind of felt isolating out there and words that I like couldn't explain when I was younger. But my family did move to the city like after like the relocation. And so then I just ended up coming back to the city. And it's been really great the past few years, just connecting with so many musicians and activists and leaders. And yeah, so.
Well, you have you have a great voice, and I know you do your own stuff too, but you had like a cover band at Powwow Grounds a couple of years ago, and that was awesome. Your voice was really rocking in the group you were with, the people that you were jamming with. That was awesome.
Yeah, when I first started singing at Powwow Grounds, I met some members of Red Pony, Red Pony Band with, it was Windy Downwind, and Ellsworth. And so some of those band members have passed on, but I loved playing with, I love lots of older music from the 60s and 70s. So I really liked playing with them and learning their stories of being on the road as young Native musicians back in their day in like the 60s and 70s. You know, when the American Indian Movement was like really upfront and taking place. So it's just a lot of great stories and hearing their journeys in music, and it's still going strong today. I think with social media, just being able to connect from so many different tribes and in Turtle Island, but even like across the world, like being able to come and share our stories and really gain, like Native musicians in the last few years have really gained a platform to bring their communities to visibility rather than what like mainstream media has always, you know, right, stereotyped or put an image on, you know, reservations and urban communities.
Yeah, good call there. So who are some of your heroes in the music world? Who do you like to listen to, and who do you like to, because I heard a really interesting comment about, what's that young girl that her and her brother played music? What's her name?
Billie Eilish?
Yeah, Billie Eilish was saying, you know, when she first started, she was, you know, kind of copying people until she found her own groove. And that really made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I agree. I have influences. I don't think anything, like in the U.S. culture, colonial society, it's always like, you made it by yourself. It's independent. And going back to our trapper roots, it's very collective. We don't get anywhere without others around us, without our family and relatives and friends and mentors. And so I do have inspirations musically. I was a big Amy Winehouse fan. Who fell to addiction and an overdose. And actually, as I'm talking about that right now, that's actually what my next EP that is coming out. I'm releasing the single tomorrow. Oh. It's called Speak, Sharing Personal Experience as Knowledge.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. And so as I'm talking about that and talking about Amy Winehouse, who was a big, I was a big fan of, this next EP is actually about the opioid epidemic and remembering and honoring and celebrating our relatives. Because I think often there is a stigmatization and like a lot of rage and grief over fentanyl overdoses. And, you know, some of our relatives fall victim because they know they're actively using it. And a lot of other relatives fall victim too because they were slipped it. And so it's like you're filled with a lot of rage because it's like, who do we hold accountable? And just with bigger politics, with pharmaceuticals, you know, being the ones who kind of got this opioid crisis kind of going and rolling throughout like the past 20 years, it's just, it affects so many communities and not only the Native community. And I don't think I know anyone who hasn't been affected by an overdose in their family.
Yeah, well, what's interesting too is what I like Minnesota here now, marijuana is legal. And because even fentanyl was being put in marijuana on the street. So, I mean, that's good that marijuana is legal, or I should say cannabis is legal in Minnesota, because then you know what you're getting and you can be safe. And it's the pharmaceutical company. It's been proven that has been destroying lives for 20 years just on fentanyl.
Yeah. And I think it's just another, cycle that was put into our society, and that, you know, together we're going to come out strong. And, you know, there's lots of organizations around the cities and all around the states that do Narcan training and bring awareness. And so I think we're doing like the most we can be doing. And but there's always more. And my first song is called Speak. And I wrote it. I have little notes, but it's kind of talking about the things that we go through in childhood. We all have different childhoods and have different experiences. And some of those experiences are more have more hardship than others as children. And so when kids speak up, but sometimes they're not listened to in this colonial society, like kids are gaslit or shamed. And so if you carry that through the years, then we kind of go the rest of our lives kind of holding that in. So the speak is really about, I have some lyrics that say, go on, daughter, and speak your heart and speak your mind, and you'll find that healing within when you start sharing your story.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Right on. Yeah, I agree. And I'm, you know, I'm an old person, Jada, and, you know, we were told pictures should be seen and not heard. Little children are pictures and they should be seen and not heard. And another one, too, that kind of really messed with me, too, is you know, clean your plate, you know, and that, you know, when you're not, I still eat food, even if I'm full, and that those kind of things really stay with you your whole life. So I agree with you on just my personal experience with that.
Yeah, that's wild. I've never heard of that saying, children are like pictures being seen, not heard. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the 60s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, when you especially, you know, I don't want to get too deep here, but there was a lot of things going on in the church and all these things. And so when you hear stuff like that, people are afraid to speak their truth. And your song's talking about speaking truth.
Yeah, it is. And I had the chance to perform and speak at Edison High School recently for their American Indian Heritage Month day. And that was a really cool experience because it brought me back to that point in time and just seeing how the youth of today are able to learn their languages and in school, starting out as babies. And like, that's something that, you know, like my grandparents' generation could like never imagine, imagine, but like they didn't have that experience. And so having language revitalization come back and having like youth sharing their stories on social media, it's, you know, it's a powerful tool. And I think, you know, it's more power, empowerment to them.
Well, I'm glad you brought up too, because I'm a Johnny come lately when it comes to my culture too. And it's never too late to learn and be a part of the culture. And so it's really cool to hear that, Jada, that you've experienced that too.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I think it's just meant to be when we go back and find and connect to our culture, because our ancestors are still like within us and down the line. And you know, not everyone in my family connects as strongly, so, but it's those stories of like not being able to, of like, it's really reversing the shame that was placed in, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Jada, can you hold on another segment here? We gotta pay the bills. We gotta take a break here. Hey, we're here with Jada Brown, musician and all around groovy person. We're glad to have you on. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Imagine over 7,000 voices from around the globe coming together in harmony in Minneapolis. This summer, Gala Choruses Festival 2024 comes to Minnesota. It's the world's largest LGBTQ+ singing event. From July 10th through 14th, Minneapolis will be transformed into a vibrant city of song. Join 122 choruses from places as far as China, Estonia, Finland, Ukraine, and Taiwan for 5 unforgettable days of wall-to-wall concerts, workshops, and social events at world-class venues like Orchestra Hall, the Minneapolis Convention Center, and Central Lutheran Church. And don't miss Gala's first-ever Trans Fusion Cabaret on Friday, July 12th. This show will uplift trans, non-binary, and intersex voices and feature Gala Festival singers performing alongside local singers. Feel the energy in person by purchasing tickets at galachoruses.org or stream every performance live and on demand at galachoruses.org. Celebrate love, diversity, and the power of music at Gala Choruses Festival 2024, where every voice matters, July 10th through 14th in downtown Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks are heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ow!
Ow!
Hey, we are here with Jada Brown. I always want to say downtown Jada Brown.
Right? Me too.
But it's
that's
great
kind
to
of
have
my name. It's from downtown Julie Brown.
Right.
So I just,
exactly.
That name just got passed down.
Yeah. It's awesome. And there's two things I want to get to right away is where can we hear your music? And then also we have one of our regulars that watches online wants you to say what SPEAK stands for again.
Okay. I'm glad people are listening. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks Native Roots Radio. So where you can listen to my music, I'm on all streaming platforms, YouTube, if you look up Jada Brown. I have a Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and that's where you can see all my links, my link bio. It's like today's website. So Facebook, like Jada Brown, this is the image you'll see. my next shows I'm playing, the beginning of July, we have a string of shows. I'm in a few different creative projects as an artist. That's pretty common. Mm-hmm. So July 9th, I'm playing with my band Willows with Frank Buffalo Hyde at the Cedar Culture Center.
Wow.
Yeah. And his work is featured in Power Grounds right now in the art gallery. I'm sure you've seen it. Really cool work, like pop culture, like Native pop culture work. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be exciting. That's on the outdoor plaza at the Cedar Culture Center on July 9th. At 6 p.m. And then July 11th, my cover band, and we do a little bit of originals. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing at the NACD open house at Power Grounds between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. And it's Four Sisters Farmers Market that day too. So you got to come out to that if you're around.
Definitely will be there. And again, one of our great listeners, Santino, wants to know what SPEAK stands for again.
Yeah, so I wrote this song is a single off of the EP. It's a powerful song. I have my late boyfriend's recording in it of his words. And he really was talking about this childhood trauma and speaking and lifting our people up. And so I didn't know what to name the song. I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I heard SPEAK. One of the lyrics was SPEAK. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, there has to be an acronym to that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me see if there's any acronyms online. And one I saw was sharing personal experience as knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important because our stories are valid, our histories, and you don't, in like the colonial world, like we have these titles, whether like academic or career titles, and that, you know, give you more leverage, but the knowledge you have is right within you. And mm-hmm. So I want people to feel empowered by their own stories.
Yeah, it's important. And it makes you who you are, your stories, and to tell them sometimes is really healing, whether it's through song or just talking to somebody.
Yeah, so I think I really think that acronym went well. Sharing personal experiences, knowledge to kick it off.
Right on. And that we can find on all the platforms, or is that on a specific one when it drops tomorrow?
That drops tomorrow, but it'll be out on everything. So if you're tuned into my socials, you'll see it.
Right on. And again, isn't that awesome? We got people being able to talk to us live here in the radio show.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. I hope it speaks to you too.
Right on. So what's the future? What's the goals? Is it just to keep creating and being around creative people and fill your soul in that way? Is that one of your main goals? And is that who you are, Jada?
I think that I'm always connected to music. It's a gift of mine, and hearing from mentors and elders about sharing your gifts. Like, when you have a gift, and we all have a gift, is to share that with our relatives, because it's medicine. And so I'm always going to be doing music in some capacity. I expect to perform until I'm old.
my age or older.
Yeah.
My age or older.
Yeah. Yep. Until I can't perform anymore. That's what I'm going. I'm actually seeing Smokey Robinson. He's one of my idols too. I'm going to New York this weekend to visit a friend and see Smokey Robinson. And I actually have a show lined up too. My first show out of state.
Nice.
And in Manhattan. So with my friend Largemount, who's a hip hop artist from out there.
Well, surprisingly, you know, we live out in New York a part of the time, too. And surprisingly, there is a lot of natives that are in the city doing things. And that's good on you. And just got to throw this out there. Smokey was originally from Minneapolis.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that, yeah. I bet, right?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And, you know, just look it up on Wikipedia, because you don't have to take my word for it, you two. what else you got, Jada, before we let you go? Again, we can hear Jada Brown's music. Just check it out, YouTube, your Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and also look for you on SoundCloud and all those other places, correct?
Yes, and Facebook. I have an artist page, Jada Brown. I just wanted to say miigwech and thank you to everyone who supported me over the years for having me on the show. I wouldn't be where I'm at today with everyone's support and belief. And so it just means the world to me, and it will help me further my music career that I'm in endeavoring on. So,
well, we got to have you. I appreciate that. And we got to have you back on and play some of your music for people too. So that'll be important for us after you drop this. Now that we've given them the curiosity approach, we want to play the music for them, and we'll get you on in a couple weeks again.
Yes. I love it.
Right on. Hey, thanks a lot, Jada Brown. Really appreciate you coming on, and we got to do this more often, and you have a great spirit, and you have a great voice too. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Robert and Haley. Right, and all the listeners.
Oh, and she said, go ahead, say all the listeners.
And said, hi, all the listeners. Keep tuning in to Native Roots Radio.
Oh, right on. We better grab that for one of our promos. Thanks, Jada.
Definitely. Thank you, Jada. Pina Gigi.
Right. Have a great day. Great night. Thanks again. Wow. Haley, great voice. Great community member, and Jada Brown rocks, and I can't wait to hear this. It's dropping tomorrow.
Yeah, and a great message too. I love the acronym for that, and really just great message. Every time I see Jada in community, no matter where it is, whether she's performing or we're at Powwow Grounds, she's just got such an amazing spirit. And I mean, really, everyone should come out for that open house at NACD, where Jada Brown will be performing. It'll also be a Four Sisters Farmers Market Day, so that'll be fun. I believe, when is that, July 11th? I think that's what
Yeah, I think so. But we got, and Katie asked how we can hear her. Again, she has, Jada Brown has a, she's all over social media, so you can just Google her. Or I know she has some of the stuff too, if you have Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown. And so it's great that people are asking how to listen to her, but we're going to have her back on, and we're going to play some of the snippets of her song and then really get deep. Hey, and this has been a great show, and thanks, Haley.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a special reading of Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here, coming to the Waukesha Public Library, and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.